Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so much more relaxed. Thank you, Helen. I just feel like I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party with the best of them. And I'm gonna go down to the river.
I think that's one of my favorite scenes. Carl, I know you know what that is from. Mark, wait, don't say it. Do you know?
Mark? I don't.
Bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that movie,
yeah,
right?
I have seen it.
Kristen
Wiig.
It's been
a long time since I've
Maya
seen it.
Maya Rudolph, they're on the plane. Melissa McCarthy.
Now, she's not drunk, but she's obviously acting drunk. It was because Kristen Wiig doesn't like flying. She was really anxious, and so the other girl who kind of comes off as snotty and pretentious gives her some more or less anti-anxiety pills that make her act drunk. That's a problem on flights. And I've been seeing more and more stories about this where people are getting in fights with other passengers or they're fighting with the flight attendants. There was actually a situation not too long ago with Ryanair. And if you're familiar with that, it's a very popular airline in Europe. When I lived there, well, I actually did for a few months. I studied abroad. But when I was in Europe, that's such an easy way to travel from country to country.
It's a Spirit
Ryanair.
Or Frontier or JetBlue.
Right.
Type.
It's a very affordable way to get from country to country. Well, anyway, they're begging the airport bars to enforce a 2-drink limit because they say that there was a very unruly passenger who it was so bad that they actually had to divert to a different area, and then they were delayed overnight. And so now they're suing the passenger for just over $15,000.
The airline is?
The airline is.
So is this in Europe?
This is in Europe. I agree.
I agree
with this. I think that because their point is, yeah, you know, like American Airlines, for example, they tried to say we don't want to serve people more than 2 drinks in economy on the plane. But Ryanair's point is, well, sure, we can control that on the plane, but we can't control what you're doing at the airport. And you could be looking at this like, let's booze it up in pregame and let's have 10 drinks before we even go on the plane. And then you're that person who's acting crazy and causing the entire flight to have to divert somewhere else.
I am not even beginning to defend people getting too drunk before getting on airplanes. But I will say this, in America, you will never convince those bars to limit the amount of alcohol they sell to people because they charge $12 for a beer and they're making a fortune off of it. I've long complained that, I mean, the airport might be able to enforce that when they do the contract, but they have to pay so much money for the rights to that space that they charge an arm and a leg for a hamburger and a beer. I mean, it's ludicrous. So I don't think they would ever agree to that. I mean, they might not be able to afford to do business.
Maybe this will fly in, no pun intended, in Europe.
People sit there and get hammered before these flights. Now, I've never understood that. I'm not saying that, like, getting ready to leave on a vacation, everybody's in a good mood. If you drink, you might want to go to the bar and have a couple of festive cocktails before getting on an airplane. But for the people who have life altering anxiety about flying, take a pill or something.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I would say let's not turn to alcohol.
I do not get that. It leads to so many problems.
I'll just tell you, I would be extremely frustrated if I'm trying to go somewhere and I had to divert. We had to land and stay overnight because of some crazy person who couldn't control their drinking. I would be so angry about that. Think if you were flying somewhere and it was an emergency and your parents dying and this is like they're in the hospital or you're trying to see your kid and some idiot, again, overdrank.
Well, people are pretty self-centered.
You know, what is interesting to me is, like, you think about, remember that whole situation with the Mizzou student in Nashville and the guy basically just disappeared and then they later found his body in the river? Remember that? It was a several-day search for his body. And they were going to all the bars and they were asking how much they serve. Did you overserve him? At what point is it just he should take accountability for how much he's drinking? I don't blame the bars in that case for overserving him. I think he's a grown man. He needs to take accountability for how much he's drinking.
Well,
how many patrons there are, especially in Nashville, where you have 3- and 4-story bars. There's a live band on every single floor. It's dark. It's loud. I've been there. How are they supposed to? And some people don't show how drunk they are. How are they supposed
reasons,
to know?
They've been sued before.
But yes, right?
They said that they didn't serve him. They turned him away.
Yeah.
If someone is belligerent, I would say, don't serve him. But there are people who can probably be belligerent, but they don't really show it. You know what I mean?
And to me, in a court of law, the question would always be, which drink did it? Like, if he was drinking at a tailgate party before he went to the bar, how do you know that it's not the fifth of vodka that he drank at the tailgate party that got him out of his mind before he went to the bar and had one more vodka and cranberry and that was it?
That's right. And then are you going to blame the bar?
I don't know, but my back to the airport thing, I that might fly in Europe. I can't see them ever instituting something like that here. In fact, COVID changed everything. Do you know that? Like at Lambert, like my mom used to want to have a Bloody Mary before she got on an airplane.
Yeah,
she still flew.
Yeah,
right?
I like that.
Calmed her nerves. If it was 6 a.m, it didn't matter. If she was getting on an early flight, she wanted to have a sip of something. Well, she was in a she was having to leave on a 7 or 8 a.m. flight. I'm going with her. I'm flying somewhere with her. They changed the rules so that you can get your cocktail to go and take it to the gate and sit over there and sip it by the gate.
Not on the plane, right?
Not on the plane, but you can carry your drink to the gate and sit in that. I guess that's still the rule. I mean, I don't know that they changed it back, but that was during COVID. So,
well, for argument's sake, let's just theoretically say this would be enacted here in the United States. Would you support it?
A 2-drink maximum at a... No, I wouldn't support that. Because I could easily drink 2 beers or 2 bourbon and Cokes and be completely in control. I could drink 4 and be completely in control. I'm not saying I could drive, but I'm not there to drive the plane. I'm there to fly on it.
I
don't know that I would support that.
I think I would.
You're having to support it because of 1 or 2 jerks?
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's something different. Like, I'm not a crazy nervous flyer, but if there's a little bit of turbulence, I don't like it. And you're 30,000 feet in the air, and I don't mess around with that. And if you're going to have, I'd rather them cap it than have some person who's going to be disruptive and cause something to happen with the plane. Like, that's just very, very scary to me, the thought of you being that high in the air and some idiot, who failed to control themselves starts acting up.
I think if they just approved pot cafes at the airport, then you wouldn't have this problem, right?
They'd all be mellow.
Would calm them all down.
Well, they just let everyone snort cocaine, maybe.
Yeah.
Just give them all the drugs. And heck, I mean, there are states where you can do that, where coke is legal. Which state is that? Out west.
There's not a place.
I thought there was a place where like everything was legal. Like
no,
it was crazy
so.
All the things
Oregon
that were legal.
Was
I think they were giving
LSD.
Away they were giving away
was
drugs.
That it?
They were giving away needles, weren't they? But they didn't
I
legalize.
I thought one state out west had legalized somehow like more than
like mushrooms.
Yes,
or something?
Mushrooms, like something mushrooms. That would
several have
really
tried that.
It's not cocaine.
It's obviously not cocaine, but I thought that there was something where it was like, okay, this is clearly we've swung the pendulum too far.
Who knows? Some of these people might have taken some hallucinogen before they got to the airport. And it's not the drinks at the bar that did it to him.
That's true. I mean, just like you said, you could down a fifth of vodka and then go to the bar and have one drink. And then they think that, well, the bar, you overserve them. No, I'm sorry. It was the fifth that they pre-gamed with before they went out.
If I want to go to an airport bar and spend $80 on three drinks, that's my business, not your business.
What a waste. I mean, come on. God, the airports
so
do
ridiculous.
Really overcharge.
It can be medically prescribed in Oregon.
What, Coke?
Know. Yes.
Really?
I don't know how or why that
gosh.
Would
be. I'm telling you, I thought that I knew there was a state where, like, crazy stuff was
they just put it back
somehow
on,
legal.
If they just put it back in regular Coke, we'd have a lot fewer problems in this country.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Get more at 971talk.com.